May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who are true of heart. Rejoice. Today, the fourth Sunday in Lent, is Laetare Sunday. It is roughly the midpoint of our Lenten journey. And traditionally, it is a break from the somberness of Lent. Perhaps it is appropriate that we will enjoy coffee hour for the first time in 2 years today. In some churches, the clergy wear rose vestments rather than the usual purple today. Laetare Sunday is named for the beginning of the introit for the day, Laetare Jerusalem. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who delight in her. We hear this theme of rejoicing echoed in the parable of the prodigal son. The father says, "We had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." The verse also states the reason for rejoicing, the repentance and return of the son. The cause for celebration is reconciliation, the restoration of the relationship of the wayward son with the father. Indeed, the theme of reconciliation, of restoration, of new beginnings is found in all our readings this morning. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt." The Israelites no longer had manna. They ate the crops of the land of Canaan that year. Restoration and new beginning. And from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, "See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." Our psalm this morning outlines the plight of the prodigal son. "While I held my tongue, my bones withered away because of my groaning all day long. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not conceal my guilt. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away." In light of this underlying message of reconciliation, we certainly have reason to rejoice. The parable of the prodigal son is certainly a story of repentance and forgiveness, a source of great hope during this season of Lent, this season of repentance. But I would like to consider the older son. Our gospel reading tells us that this parable is in response to the Pharisees and scribes complaining. In this parable, Jesus is telling the Pharisees and scribes and us, "It's not always about you." If we look at the older son as the Pharisees, this is actually one of the kindest treatments they receive from Jesus. The father tells the older son, "You are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." Jesus is reassuring his critics that his ministering to the sinners does not lessen the value of their pursuit of righteousness. As a teacher, I was constantly reminded that some students need more help than others. I was also aware that there were students who felt left out when I would spend more time with the children that needed that extra help. Students who would often try to get my attention, and not always in appropriate ways. Whether it's the older son of the parable, an unruly 10-year-old, some cranky Pharisees, or our own little jealousies and insecurities, Jesus is gently reminding me that it's not always about me. On this Laetare Sunday, we are called to rejoice, but not for ourselves, but for others. The Father rejoiced for the return of the Son and desires the older son to join him. Let us not be like the Pharisees and grumble. We are reminded to rejoice for others. Let us not be like the older son, angry and refusing to go in, but rather be glad and rejoice in the Lord. Let us hear the invitation to rejoice for our neighbors, for our sisters and brothers. Let us rejoice for all God's creation and pray that soon all God's children can return to their homes in peace, receive a loving welcome, and rejoice and celebrate. Amen.